8A, Reading. Exercise 4, page 119.
The Urban Assembly, New York Harbor School. Right in the heart of New York's harbor, the gateway to one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world, is a small but vibrant school with huge plans for its students and a real mission for the environment. NYHS is a small public high school located on Governor's Island in New York City, just a short ferry crossing from the lower tip of Manhattan. From the outside, it might look like a traditional school, but its curriculum and philosophy are anything but ordinary. In fact, it is New York's first and only school dedicated to the study of water and the city's maritime culture. Until recently, the school occupied an old inner city site where students had to take a field trip just to get a glimpse of the water. But in 2010, NYHS moved to a former Coast Guard building on Governor's Island in order to be closer to the sea. Now, sitting right on the water's edge, in a fully renovated building, the school can truly expand its maritime activities and fulfill its mission. Students at NYHS don't only study traditional subjects like maths and history. The syllabus also includes marine science, maritime history, and environmental conservation. Emphasis is also placed on teaching students practical water skills. For example, students become expert scuba divers, learn how to handle boats, navigate at sea, and farm oysters. The school also has a garden tended by students. Inside, it houses a greenhouse, a laboratory where tilapia fish and oysters are raised, and a boat-building workshop where sailing boats are constructed. NYHS students certainly aren't stuck in the classroom all week. Twice a week, they go out into New York Harbor to what they call their outdoor laboratory, where they measure water quality and study the ecosystem. Students also train for rowing competitions, and each year the school holds a charity sailing regatta in New York Harbor. The school only has 400 students at any one time, and most come from low-income families. Keeping students' numbers low means that classes are small, helping students fully participate in their lessons. It also ensures each student receives individual attention and allows teachers to remain accessible to all. What about the students themselves? What do they think of their new school? It seems the move to Governor Island has been a resounding hit with them. Student Ashley Charles says,
"It's so amazing to be here. It was a dream of mine to have our own little world on an island. And now we have it, and it's like, wow!"
Meanwhile, Amy Mann, now in her second year, says she feels like a freshman again as she learns to navigate her way around the spacious new school. Like her fellow students, she is very enthusiastic and motivated.
"Expect us to do great things," she says.
NYHS founder and educational expert, Murray Fisher, says the idea for the school was inspired by the model of communities taking control and taking care of their local marine ecosystem. NYHS is certainly turning words into action. The school's long-term goal is to introduce millions of oysters into New York Harbor to filter the water and recreate the vibrant ecosystem that once thrived there. Current school principal Nathan Dudley believes that NYHS provides an ideal environment for hands-on learning, and that the school stimulates students' curiosity and critical thinking.
"They're not just going to school," says Dudley.
"Their classroom is the harbour.